Negotiating a minor conflict.
Mr. Jones, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. You usually park your car in the back of the warehouse, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Any problem with that?
Well, you're probably not aware of it, but you're usually parked right in front of the emergency exit.
Is that so? But it's never been used in the 5 years I've been working here.
I agree it's never been used, but we never know. If there were an accident, we would be in trouble.
I'm not so sure about that. You see, I wonder what kind of accident there could be in the warehouse. I mean, everything is automated and robotized.
Yes, there's little chance of an accident. I agree with you. But as the person responsible for health and safety, I thought it was my duty to tell you that you're not complying with the safety rules of the site. On top of that, this is putting me in a difficult situation. You see, if there were an accident, I would be responsible. And frankly, I'm a little bit worried about that.
I understand your concern. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it would cause you problems. So what would you like me to do then? You will agree with me that I've got to park somewhere, and you probably know that the staff parking lot is a nightmare.
Well, yes, there's the staff parking lot. I know it's always full, but it would be better to double park there rather than go against the safety regulations. Safety is a priority, you see.
Okay, I'll do my best. I understand your position, but I think we ought to do something about the lack of parking space.
I agree with you there. We should mention this point at the next staff meeting. Thanks anyway for your understanding, Mr. Jones.
You're welcome. Sorry for the inconvenience.